There are seniors maybe getting what they want for Christmas, and it's all because of a dazzling Christmas tree. Tracy Davidson is the executive director of Volunteer Terrace. She's worried that the elderly in her community would be lonely over the holidays, and I spoke with her earlier about what she's doing to change this. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
So tell me first about the idea behind this Christmas tree.
Well, I'll be honest, we did take some great ideas from London Drugs. They have posted, or somebody had posted on a Facebook that London Drugs, some of their stores, have a tree set up in the store, and that customers can go into the store and take a name off of a tree and then shop in the store and drop off the parcels right at the customer service counter. And that just struck a chord with us here. We're in a small community in northwestern BC, and we thought that there must be a way that we would be able to adapt it to work for our programs.
Okay. So yeah. Walk me through this. How exactly would it work in this case?
Well, I mean, we're still working up a couple of the bugs. What we're going to do is we'll set up a tree in the mall. And on that tree, we'll have sort of cardboard cutouts of, I guess we'll probably use Christmas balls. And on there will be the name of the senior, potentially their age, although we're not going to give too many descriptors on there. And then a small list of what they are looking for in terms of, potentially a gift for Christmas. We will have, the seniors will register with us at Volunteer Terrace. And they will get what they're looking for, what they're asking for, and put them on the cards. So people can pick up one of those little cardboard things off of the tree, and they'll be able to pick up a gift and then drop it off here at Volunteer Terrace.
Okay, and then what kinds of gifts are we talking about here?
It can be anything. The reality is what we see in our organization here, we have the Better at Home program, which is a United Way program that helps with housekeeping. So we have seniors that we help on a regular basis, and we see seniors who are maybe don't have a lot of communication with the outside world, so to speak. They're a little bit isolated. So we're going to reach out to those clients. We also have the Helping Handyman the program here, which is another approximately 300 seniors throughout the community. And we don't help them all at the same time. But we do see the isolation. Friendly Visitor program, again, we have volunteers that go in and chat with seniors who are isolated and looking into those cupboards and seeing maybe food that's missing. And unfortunately, that does happen regularly. But there's that isolation that's quite dramatic. And we do get, referrals from the hospital saying that they have senior that's heading home and they're concerned for their loneliness.
Yeah. Why do you think it's so important to reach out to seniors around the holidays?
I'm not a senior myself yet, but I'm 11 years away.
we're all heading that way.
We are, hopefully, if we're lucky.
Yeah, if we're lucky, yeah.
In that direction. But I'm about 11 years away from, potentially retirement if I wanted to. And the reality is, when I was growing up as a kid in the 70s and 60s and 70s, I saw Christmas tree, the Christmas cards coming in the mail and, lots of family gatherings and all sorts of things. And a lot of those seniors that were, participating in those families are moving away. Their friends that participated in those events have passed away. It's a different environment than it was, and it's not a bad environment for those of us that are around, but for some of those seniors, they really are not getting the same things they used to get. You used to get 100 cards in the mail, and now we're lucky if we see, I don't know about you, but I'm lucky if I get 3 or 4 cards in the mail now. So it's just it can be such a lonely time when it's supposed to be a time of family and friends when, those people are just not around anymore. It can be really debilitating for some of those seniors.
I understand that your organization is not doing just the tree. You have teenagers as well. Are you making Christmas cards?
We do. Caledonia, which is our high school here, there's a group of youth who are going to be or making currently in the process of making Christmas cards. And again, and we're going to be individually, you know, bringing those to the different seniors. And I'm still trying to encourage maybe a little bit of holiday baking, but it's just nice to get that card, and especially one that's homemade. You know, I know that means a lot. It's interesting that how it means so much more to us when it's handmade. I maybe didn't get that in the 70s when I was
there. Yeah, yeah.
I thought my mom was being cheap. But, you know, as we get older, we sort of recognize that, you know what, those handmade things are actually quite important.
Mm. So getting back to the tree, you mentioned it's in collaboration with the Skeena Mall.
Yeah.
When will people in Terrace be able to pick a bulb from the tree?
We're hoping to get the tree set up on Monday, and we're going to pick it up. We'll pick up one of their. We'll pick up a tree. Unfortunately, I don't think it's going to be a real one. Otherwise, we'll be watering it on a daily basis.
Yeah.
But we'll have another tree set up, and then we're just sort of going over. We want to partner also with Northern Health as well, and make sure that even though people just because they aren't registered with us, that we don't miss anyone. So we are still sort of waiting to hear from Northern Health, and then we can find out if, obviously we can't get there for confidentiality reasons, we can't get certain information, but certainly they can get the word out to some of their seniors that this is something that we're doing, and the people that might be a good fit, and then we'll have those names hopefully done and ready to go on Monday, even if it's just a few for the time being until the word gets out.
Neat.
And yeah, and then people can drop off gifts here at Volunteer Terrace.
I thank you so much for talking to me this morning.
You're very welcome.
We'll talk to you again, Tracy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Tracy Davidson is the Executive Director of Volunteer Terrace. And if you're in Terrace and want to give to a senior, it sounds like you'll be able to do so by heading to the Skeena Mall next week. You can also call Volunteer Terrace for more info at 250-638-1330.